What is up, you guys? Today we are going to be talking about Peaches getting ended for good, Jaden Hollister exposed for his dark past, and Little Huddy apologizing for his mistakes. Let's get on to this. So, as we all know, Lovely Peaches is not so lovely after all. She is trying to get Charlie D'Amelio, a 16-year-old... I don't want to say it. But she, ordered this 30-year-old man to F her, and, it's scary, and it's weird. And we honestly don't know why. She's, attacking her, and it's really not funny. So, on her IG recently, she was posting about her being at Charlie's house, and she's been DMing Charlie to just leave it be because the guy's cute. But honestly, what is cute about that, honey? It's not cute. But so, since Peaches has been posting on her IG about Charlie, she literally stayed overnight at Charlie's house until all of the security guards were gone, so she and the 30-year-old man can get in. But she said that the 30-year-old man was in the house and hasn't been caught yet, which is kind of impossible because they literally have two dogs at least, and both of their parents are still home. So I don't know how he hasn't been caught yet, so that's probably fake that he's in the house. So according to a YouTube video I saw about this, this girl, I guess, was gonna sleep in her bushes until the morning so she can break in. Sorry, I had to yawn. But yeah, this tea is hot. Hella hot. It's boiling. Peaches is I don't know how he's not in jail yet, but she's been she has showed her booty out on an IG live with her 16-year-old boyfriend. Yeah, 16-year-old boyfriend Diego. If you don't know who he is, he's Diego. And I honestly feel bad for the dude. He's dating someone that is mental crazy. So enough of that. Let's get on to Jaden Hostler's drama. Let's get on to Jaden. So, we're into Jaden Hostler now. Jaden is not problematic, and I don't know how he got into the list of the most problematic TikTokers, but I guess we have a new member now, huh? So, Jaden was exposed for liking racist and LGBTQ hate comments, which is not okay. We should love all people, and it's just not right to hate on them just because they're LGBTQ. Plus, honestly, Jaden should be sorry, which he is, because he made a sorry note saying that he's changed and he wasn't the same person as before. But honestly, his dark past is worse than the others. Like, if you see the others, they're, like, just liking racist comments and stuff. But, like, it's just not right to also make fun of the LGBT, you know, community. But, like, just because you're Christian doesn't mean you can't support it. Lots of people that are Christian can support it, and they are, and it's not right for them, but it's not right for him to say that people can't support it, because, like, Jaden, it's not you, it's other people, so back off. I'm sorry for all of those Jaden lovers there, but, like, it's true. If you are not the person, the specific person, don't get into their business. You know what I mean? So, like, Jaden is, like, speaking for other people, which he shouldn't, because people have their own opinions and they have their own lives. So, hopefully you got me there. So, that's probably all I have for Jaden right now. Let's go to Little Huddy. So, I actually have good news about this drama. Honestly, we all know about the drama that went down last week with Chase, with Charlie, and Nessa. Nessa hasn't apologized yet, as I know. And you know what happened between them. They kissed, and Charlie got really mad because Chase came to her house right afterwards. And that's really messy, but with Chase, he exposed some people, and then things got real messy, and everything's actually good now. Like, Charlie and Chase followed each other back on IG. Chase apologized to Charlie and apologized on camera and posted on his IG. Honestly, that's all I have for that drama. But this is the end of Tea Talk. I hope you guys enjoyed. And follow me on Spotify for more Tea Talk. Come back tomorrow. Bye.